Assessing the Destruction. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
It looks like they fought a war on Fort Myers Beach.
Florida Congressman Byron Donald says Hurricane Ian decimated parts of his district.
Fort Myers Beach, which is one of the large tourist destinations in the country, has just been obliterated.
The congressman on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. As rescues are made and debris is cleared, the head of FEMA is warning the road to recovery will be a long one.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says people are heading back into the hardest hit areas of Florida to assess the damage Ian left behind. On Fox News Sunday, she said, while Mother Nature's fury has passed, there are still dangers.
Standing water brings with it all kinds of hazards. It has debris. It could have power lines. It can have hazards in there that you just don't know about.
Criswell says aside from supplies and personnel, FEMA sent in its largest amount of search and rescue assets, many of which are still helping residents.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Georgia's controversial election law that President Biden referred to as Jim Crow 2.0 has been upheld by a federal judge. It was challenged by a group linked to Democrat Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor a second time against Republican incumbent Brian Kemp.
Since day one, she's used this whole process to line her pockets, sow distrust in Democratic institutions, and build her celebrity status.
The governor on Fox News Sunday. A Colorado teen has been arrested for the shooting death of another teen. Police in Denver say JoJo Aragon was assaulted, robbed, and killed over the summer. It's unclear if the 17-year-old suspect will be charged as an adult. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A man with no legal training plans to represent himself at his murder trial, which begins tomorrow in Wisconsin. Darryl Brooks is accused of killing six people and injuring dozens of others at a Christmas parade last year in Waukesha. Police say he drove his SUV through it. Legal experts are warning the trial could get chaotic and become even more painful for witnesses. Trial number two for a man accused of killing nearly two dozen elderly women.
He's already been convicted of killing one woman, and on Monday, the next capital trial for Billy Shamirmir begins in Dallas. Prosecutors accuse the Kenyan-born 49-year-old of targeting older women, mostly in independent living facilities, and smothering them to death, all to steal some of their jewelry. Earlier this year, he was sentenced to life in prison for killing an 81-year-old woman, faces the same sentence if convicted in this trial in the murder of an 87-year-old in 2018. He was arrested after one of his victims survived, cops finding him at his apartment complex with cash and jewelry in hand. He claims that he's innocent. Shana Stulen, Fox News.
What was supposed to be a happy birthday for an escaped prison inmate turned out to be the opposite.
That inmate, Forenza Rakeem Murphy, was captured in Georgia at his own birthday party. Murphy escaping from a Connecticut halfway house in early August where he was serving time for robbery. Deputies in Georgia getting a tip that the 31-year-old was spotted nearby. They wound up finding him at his relative's house celebrating his own birthday party.
Fox's Paul Stevens says he's back in custody. Weekend moviegoers were apparently in the mood for something scary. Smile earned the top spot with $22 million in ticket sales. It was followed by Don't Worry, Darling and The Woman King. The romantic comedy Bros was a distant fourth, earning less than $5 million. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.